237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. So give us a call. We'll work together, and we'll help you to prepare, finally prepare, for the arrival of spring. It's almost April. We're getting rain instead of snow all over New England, and that should clean up the yard. Stay out of the garden and for at least 3 or 4 days with the amount of rain that we're getting, so that you don't compact the soil, especially if you have a clay type soil. And then you can start to do some planting. Peas can be directly sowed in the garden at this point. Lettuce can be directly sowed. And if it's a rainy day where you are, go down to your local nursery, garden center, greenhouse, and buy some pansies, Johnny Jump-Ups, violas, depending on the size of the face that you'd like or the color. They can go out and they can be frosted with no problem. They love the cold weather. They love cool temperatures, and I'll tell you, there's nothing better than starting your day, opening the door of your house, going outside to go to work, or taking the kids to school, and seeing pansies in bloom in your flower bed. And now is the time to plant your pansies. Okay, get some color. Your bulbs are coming up, your tulips, daffodils, crocuses. Some of them are in bloom, but they're coming up, so that's a good sign. Think positive. The weather is changing, finally, in our favor. Tom, who's up next? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patricia from Mass with a question about rhododendron.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, Paul, I found you on Wi-Fi radio again, so I'm listening to you from Massachusetts and so happy, and congratulations on the birth of your beautiful grandson. I saw the picture in your newsletter, and he really does have a head of hair.
He sure does, doesn't he?
You guys look so happy, and what great news for you. Congratulations to your whole family and to him.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I have two questions. One about a rhododendron and one about moving an endless summer hydrangea. That's a quick one. I have an endless summer hydrangea. It's in a good spot, but I need to move it back about 1 foot. Can I do that? It's been there about 5 years. It's done great, but it's grown, and I need to move it back.
Sure, you could do that anytime now.
Okay. In the next few weeks, too?
Yeah, you've got another month. You know, you've got until the buds swell and you start to see foliage. So within the next 2 to 3 weeks, just, you know, dig a hole on one side of the plant. Take your shovel, cut around your plant,
yep,
just slide it over, then fill in the holes. And the one thing that I found that really, really helps, Patricia, with the blue hydrangea, especially if we have a hot summer, get a little bit of soil moist.
Okay.
And my soil at my house in Maine is sandy. and I've been adding compost and all kinds of things to it. But once you get a plant like a hydrangea in the ground, it's hard to really, you know, add more organic without damaging the roots.
Yeah.
But I take a crowbar, I make 4 or 5 holes,
okay,
about 6 inches deep, or you can take a big screwdriver and put a good pinch in each hole, 6 inches deep, and that plant will not wilt all summer long.
All right, great, because it does wilt, and I haven't used Soil Moist on the hydrangea, but I've used it before, and it is a great product, so I'll use it on the hydrangea.
Yeah, you won't believe the difference, Patricia.
All right, great. Here's my problem with the rhododendron. I think I've done something wrong. Where I garden, it's at the front of our condominium. They had put in some rhododendrons. I don't know exactly what kind they are, but I have planted near them some knockout roses, and I'm afraid, I know that rhododendrons need, you know, like holly tone, and I'm afraid that maybe it's not, I think, what, acidic enough. The rhododendrons are doing awfully, and I'd like to try to bring them back if there's any hope. Will just putting holly tone near them help? Will it hurt the other plants? It's hard to move the knockout roses, but I will if I need to. How can I get these rhododendrons to not look so bad?
Okay. Now, when you say they don't look good, what, tell me, is it the color of the leaf, or is it just thinning out? What's
it's thinning
happening
out
to the rhododendron?
Some of the leaves turn black. There used to be arborvitae there, and they died in one of those April storms we had 5 or 6 years back, so they put in this rhododendron, and it's never thrived. They're thinking of pulling them all out, but that will make, that probably just isn't going to happen, and it will make a big mess in what I've planted, so I'm sort of hoping that maybe I can help them, if it's at all possible, to bring them back so they don't have to tear them out, mess everything up, and put something else in that might not thrive.
Yeah, and then start all over again, too. Holly Tone is an acid-base fertilizer. It's slow release. It's all organic. It's all natural. And as far as it interfering with the roses, you're going to see very little interference with it.
Oh, great.
So I would feed them. Now,
okay,
how big are they? How tall and how wide?
They are probably about maybe 2.5 feet wide and maybe about 5 feet tall. The rhododendrons, not the roses.
Right. I would give them probably 2 or 3 handfuls,
okay,
of holly tone, not right at the base of the plant, but between the base of the plant where the branches come out of the ground,
yep,
and the ends of your branches.
Oh, okay.
And then take your fingertips and just kind of work it into the soil, water, and you're all set. And it will not change the acidity enough to affect the roses, but it will green up the plants, it will stimulate new growth.
Great.
And it will prevent the so-called landscapers that take care of the condos from ripping it out and starting all over again.
Thanks for the reassurance on that. I really appreciate it, because I was afraid to do anything that make everything worse, but that sounds like it won't hurt everything. It'll just help.
Yeah, it really, really will. And I appreciate the comment. It's our first grandchild, and my wife and I are still floating. We're having a ball.
Oh, Paul, I've been listening to you for so long, and to hear that in your voice last week, and you sounded great broadcasting from Florida, to have found you again the past few month or so, and to hear that great news, it was a great pleasure. I'm sure for many of your listeners, were so happy for you and your family. That kid got in a good family, and he obviously has great parents and great grandparents.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We do have open lines, so give us a call. And if you do get our email newsletter, you probably notice at the very top is a picture of our first and only, and hopefully only the first, of our grandchildren. His name is Michael Romeo Parent. And he gets Romeo from my grandfather. His name was Romeo Parent. And when Matthew was born, we gave him the honor of becoming a Romeo, and he's passed it on to his first son. So we now have Michael Romeo Parent, a little over a week old, has jet black hair, and he almost looks like he needs a haircut. He has that much hair, so we're really excited. We're having a ball with him, and he will be spoiled like all of you that have grandchildren. You spoil yours. We'll do the same thing, believe me. Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we've got Nancy with a question about fungus.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yeah, thank you. Listen, I have two questions. One is about, first one is about blue cedar atlas that in Pennsylvania, some of them I see are turning brown. Mine started getting brown from the bottom up. It's probably about two stories high, and it's all the foliage is brown. Now, this, it's pliable. It's not falling off. Do you think that's something, a disease?
No, it isn't disease. We're coming up on a break. You hold on. And I'll tell you what to do, but don't panic. Everything is okay. It's the winter.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green, Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green MagiCal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal, the new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck, the easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Nancy about her Blue Atlas Cedar. And for those of you that are not familiar, the Blue Atlas Cedar, when you first see it and they're young, they look like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Really straggly looking, but have a very unique look and coloration. As they mature, they thicken, they get fuller, and they just look so unique compared to a blue spruce that's stiff and conical. This is graceful. It's just a beautiful, beautiful plant. Now, we've had a real rough winter, Nancy, and what's happened is you're getting some browning of the foliage, and what I want you to do today, between the rain, is just go outside, scratch through the stem. And if you, when you scratch through the bark on the stem, there's green, it's fine. Because what's going to happen, and I've seen it happen more than once, the bulk of the foliage that's on that tree is going to fall. And you're going to say, oh my God, my tree is dead. Well, if there's green underneath the bark, the old needles that are all burnt due to the cold weather and the wind that we've had this year, those needles will fall. The buds that are on the stems will open up. They'll make all brand new needles. And what I want you to do is to either get some holly tone made by Espoma, or acid-loving food made by Dr. Earth. And either Dr. Earth or Espoma for acid-loving plants will encourage a lot of new growth, a lot of needle production, and your tree will come back. I mean, it's not going to look as pretty in the first year as it did the last year, but next year, you won't even know that you had the damage. So don't panic. It will be okay. Now, what was your second question, Nancy?
Okay, I had gone to the local garden center already, and I had gotten some spikes. I don't know, I'm not sure what brand they are, but there were spikes for pine trees to put around. So did I get the wrong thing? Does it matter?
Well, the problem with a spike, and spikes are good, but the problem is you're paying more money, and you're paying for the bonding agent that holds the spike together that you hammer into the ground.
Okay.
So if you haven't used them, bring them back, get some Holytone.
Okay.
Or do your Dr. Earth for acid-loving plants.
Gotcha.
Okay, and the other reason is the spikes are a chemical fertilizer. So they're going to last 30, maybe 60 days, and then it's all done.
Mm-hmm.
While Holytone or the Dr. Earth for acid loving will last you 3 to 4 months.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, my other question was, I used to listen to Jerry Baker quite a bit, you know, the gardener. And
yes.
I thought I had read or heard, remember him saying you can use borax on your garden, on your soil to kill the fungus?
Borax will not kill the fungus. The only use that borax has in the garden is it will help to change the color of some of your vegetables' foliage. And one plant that benefits with the use of borax is corn. And if you're growing corn and the plants are not getting as big as they should, the coloration of it is telling you that there's a shortage of borax in the garden.
Okay.
It's not something that every single plant needs. Now, the one thing that will help, and I've used this for many years, it was something my grandfather had told me, and we tried it, and I did half of my father's garden, was Epsom salt.
Okay.
You put a tablespoon per quart of water, and you water around your tomatoes, peppers, and eggplant, and you will not believe the difference. You use regular fertilizer, but use Epsom salt on those three. It's incredible.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck, the easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. So give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gina from Maine with a question about forsythia.
Gina, welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. How can we help you with your forsythia?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I actually have two questions, one about forsythia and the other about asparagus. My big overgrown forsythia plant needs a vigorous cutting back after it blooms this year, and I'd like some advice on how to do that. And can I ask my other question and then just hang up and take the call, the answer on the air?
Sure.
Okay. The asparagus, at the end of the season, I just let it do whatever it wants. It makes berries, it makes ferns, and it's kind of pretty, but it's in my way. And I have a feeling I should cut it back sometime, but I don't know when or how much.
Okay. No problem at all.
Okay. I'm hanging up, and thanks so much.
Oh, I thank you. On your forsythia, as soon as you see that the yellow is beginning to drop and green, brant green leaves are forming on a plant, just walk up to the plant with pruners, with shears, and say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. Okay? Don't be scared. But don't cut it square. This is a plant that you want to have that nice, graceful arching branches. And if it's getting to be too big and you prune it early, it will make new growth, and the new growth will give you that nice, natural-looking appearance to it. Okay? So if it's 8 feet tall, and you want to take 2 or 3 feet right off of it, just cut it to the height, round off the edges, so it's like a ball. And then you're going to feed it, and the new growth will develop, and you could get as much as 2 feet of new growth that first year. It will flower. And then next year, what you're going to do is you're going to come back, and you're going to prune the tip of every single branch of new growth. You're not going to cut it back again. You're just going to cut the tips off. And what's going to happen is, instead of that branch continuing to get longer and longer and now getting out of control again, it will stimulate the side buds and it will make it thicker. So this year, whack it back, but try and keep it somewhat rounded, okay? Now, all the branches that you've cut, if you have a place in your yard that you would like to make a privacy hedge, what you do is you dig a trench, soften up that soil, and you cut the branches so that they are about 12 to 18 inches in length. Stick them in the soil about a foot apart, and I would do 2, maybe 3 across, and create this hedge of sticks. You're going to keep it watered. You're going to put in a fertilizer like Plant Tone that's made by Espoma, or the Dr. Earth Tree and Shrub Fertilizer. At the time that you're getting the bed ready, if your soil isn't good, add some compost or some animal manure. So really prepare the soil. Stick in these cuttings and create a hedge with them. Keep it wet. And I'm going to say that 75% of them will root. And now you'll have a nice hedge of forsythia. Give them to friends and family. They can grow them on their property, and they'll work very, very well. Now, asparagus. The little fruit that develops on the plant in the fall, that's a seed pod. And inside that little BB-shaped fruit, when it first comes out, it's green, and then it will turn kind of a brown to an auburn color, reddish brown. It's going to fall. And when it falls, it will dry, it will crack open, and spread seed in your asparagus bed that the following year will sprout, will make a new asparagus plant, and it helps to rejuvenate your bed. And my dad loved asparagus, and I'm like him. I could eat it every day. And we had a bed that was 35 feet long, 3 feet wide, and we would wait until the foliage started to turn a golden yellow, which was almost October. And at that point, we would cut all the asparagus to the ground, and any of the little fruit that was on it, we would pull them off and just drop them right on the bed, step on it gently to push it in the ground, and that was it for the year. In the spring, we would put some cow manure over the bed or compost, depending on what my dad had available, and everything got thicker and thicker. And 5 kids in the house, a 35-foot bed of asparagus, we ate a lot of it. So don't just let it sit there and look unattractive. When you get sick of looking at it, cut it right down to the ground. That way you're ready for the spring. And any of the little pods, just throw them on the ground, and it will make new plants so that if you lose some with time, you've always got new ones coming. And the asparagus bed that my dad had was over 30 years old and always stayed productive. But we always threw the pods back. We always added manure or compost, and we fed it during the year, and it did absolutely wonderful. And that's what the program is about. Ask me. I'll do my best to answer your gardening questions. If you'd like additional information, sign up for my email newsletter. It's free. It comes out every single Thursday. So go to my website, which is paulparent.com. P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. So www.paulparent.com. And you'll see it says sign up for email newsletter. Put in your email address. Hit send. And you'll get it starting on Thursday. And I hope that all of you that got it this week enjoyed seeing the picture of my new grandson, my first. His name is Michael Romeo Parent, and it's right on the front of the newsletter. So proud of him. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from New Hampshire with a question about soil pH.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your pH?
Hi. In the last 5 years, my soil's pH has been tested twice with a home kit and once by the local cooperative extension. Mm-hmm. All three said the pH was fine with the cooperative extension measuring it at 6.9. But my lawn hasn't had lime applied to it in over 20 years. Does this make sense?
Well, I'll tell you, it depends on your soil. It depends on the fertilizer that you're using. And basically, for you, I mean, you've tested the vegetable garden. 7 is the perfect number for a vegetable garden. That's neutral. And you can grow.
From my lawn.
Okay,
it's
I know that.
Okay.
So for the vegetable garden, for your perennials and things like that, 7 is perfect. Now, okay. Your lawn. If you look at your lawn and you see moss growing, that's a sign that the soil is getting to be acidic and that you do need to add some lime. If you notice that the lawn is getting thin and you're feeding it on a regular basis, you know, a couple times a year, maybe more, and it's still thin, then I would add lime.
Okay.
What lime does is it sweetens the soil. And when the soil goes to like a 6.9 that you had, it's able to release fertilizer to the plant that is normally not available if it's acid. So, for example, if you have a lawn and you've got moss here and there and you put down the fertilizer, the grass will be able to use up to 60% of the food that you're applying. Because what happens is the acidity will grab a hold of that new fertilizer that you just put down, and it will hold it, and the plant will fight for it, but it doesn't win. When you make the soil less acidic, less of it is tied up in the soil, becomes more available to the plant, your grass can grow thicker and fuller. So if your grass looks nice and thick and it's healthy looking, there's no diseases, then don't worry about the lime, because what you're doing is helping the grass to stay neutral. If there's moss, then definitely use something like Turf Turbo or the Jonathan Green Magic Cal. Either one of those two will do a great job in changing the acidity. The old-fashioned limestone is rock. And growing up, your grandfather, your father, and you all used limestone because it was cheap. It used to be $1 a bag. It's now around $4 a bag. You can buy Magic Cal, you can buy Turf Turbo, and the difference is these are the new way of treating your soil. They're the new products, and they will change the acidity in the 2-week period. Limestone will take up to 6 months to change the acidity level in your ground. So some lawns, because of the structure of it, the right amount of clay, the right amount of silt, the right amount of sand will keep the soil from becoming too acidic. If there's no shade from oaks, maples, or pines, you're less likely to have acid soil. So if it looks good, you're all set.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. You don't need to add lime to everything. When you see moss, when you see thinning, definitely. But have your pH taken. You may be surprised. It could be perfectly normal without treatment.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bill from Rhode Island with a question about fertilizer.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
I had two quick questions. My first question is, I used to be able to podcast your show very easily, but now I find it a nightmare. I cannot podcast your show. I was wondering if I could email you and maybe you could send me the format necessary that I can do that.
Sure. Send it to pparent at Adelphia, A-D-E-L-P-H-I-A .com.
So that again, please, A-L?
Adelphia, A-D-E-L.
D-E-L.
P-H-I-A. .com. So, pparent at adelphia.com, and I'll walk you through it.
Okay, my second question is, I do lime every year. Sometimes I lime twice a year. That's not necessary?
No. The best thing for you to do, you can go to a garden center, and a lot of the garden centers will actually have a weekend where they have a free soil test. Your county extension service, I know in Maine and in Massachusetts, it's like $10. You just send them a sample to the extension service, and they'll tell you what to do. But you don't have to lime every single year unless you're seeing visible moss.
Well, I see moss not in on the lawn itself, but I'll see it closer to the house where there is no lawn, it's just soil.
Mm-hmm.
Should I lime then, or as long as it's not on the lawn, I'm okay?
As long as it's not in the lawn, it's telling you that the lawn does not need to be to be limed, because what can happen is if let's say you lime every single year, which you're doing, and you're doing it sometimes twice.
That's correct.
7 is neutral. So the scale goes from 0 to 15, with 7 being neutral.
All right.
If you take that pH and you bring it to 8 or 9, now it's going to be too sweet.
Oh.
And you're going to have problems with the grass growing. And with the nutrients in the soil also being tied up with the soil being too sweet.
Oh, I never would have thought of that. Never would have thought of that. How many years in between can you go? If I skip this year, do I have to do it next year? Or is it once every 3 or 4 years?
It could be like my lawn in Maine gets sun all day.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a typical builder's lawn. I've been improving it with adding different types of grass seeds to it to make it thicker. I've been feeding it more often. And I've been liming it once every other year.
Every other year, okay.
Yeah, and I've been taking my pH, and my pH is around 6.5. Which to me is very close to neutral.
Alrighty.
I'm not seeing any moss. And the only place that I'll see moss is I've got a couple of real big, tall pine trees. And from the base of the tree out maybe 15, 20 feet, I will see moss there.
Okay.
So in those areas, I always double the amount of lime, and the rest of the lawn just gets a normal application. I've been using the Jonathan Green Magic Cal, and now Bonide has come out with a product called Turf Turbo, and garden centers will carry either or. They'll both do the same thing. They work wonderful. And instead of buying one bag for every 1,000 square feet, I buy one bag for every 5,000 square feet, and I get results in 2 weeks rather than in 6 months.
Sounds fair enough. And your best seed as far as you're concerned is the Jonathan Green?
Jonathan Green has got one of the seeds that I love. It's called Black Beauty.
That's the one, okay.
It grows a root system 3 feet deep. And at my house, I've got 6-7 inches of loam, and after that, it's pure sand. And I'll tell you, by the time you got to July, the lawn turned brown. So I rented a seed slicer, added the Black Beauty, and now my grass stays green all summer long.
All right, I'm going to call you at ppparent@adelphia.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.